Today being the seventh day of Ramadan, 1,442 years after the hijrah of the Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 19th of April, 2,021 years after the era of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our tafsir from Faculty of Engineering Mosque, Ahmadu Bello University, Zaria, continues from the 68th ayah of Surah Ar-Rum. Ustaz Abdulmani Yaqub will recite the Holy Quran while our Sheikh, Professor Abdullah Lukina, will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاصبر إن وعد الله حق ولا يستخفنك الذين لا يوقنون
الله أكبر أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق الخاتم لما سبق ونصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين فاصبر إن وعد الله حق فلا يستخفنك الذين لا يوقنون الحمد لله When we started this surah, it started by Allah promising to fulfill what He has told us will happen. He's ending up again telling us that we should have patience, that His promises will come to pass. We started surah, Allah telling us غلبت الروم في أن الأب وهم باري قال مساك لبون في الاثنين لله الأمر من قبل ومن بعد ويوم يبره من نصر الله يسر من الشهور عزيز الرحيم وعد الله لا يخلف الله وعده Allah told us there that when Allah promises nothing will make the promise to fail then he went ahead to tell us how we are if we are with that we have should do nothing but continuously to be with him فسبحان الله حين تمسون وحين تصبحون How did we get created? I mean, atihi an khalaqakum min turab fa iza antum basharun tantashirun. Then how did we come to multiply? I mean, atihi an khalaqakum min al-khalaqakum min anfusikum wa azwajikum taskunu ilayha. That he created our wives for us to have rest in them. He went ahead to list different places that is enough for us to take our attention to know that Allah has a lot of miracles. Then he took us through it and he now came to tell us we should look at the firmament, we should look at the water, we should look at how are we living. Then he said, even we ourselves, do we sit down to contemplate on who we are? Do we go about on earth to see what Allah has been doing on earth? Do we go back in time to see what happened to people in the past? أَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَأَجَلٍ مُّسَمًّى أَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ Then at the end he said ضَرَبَ لَكُمْ مَثَلًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ If you don't think about yourself, this is who you are. I gave you what I did not give others. Then try to spend your money for all those that are close to you. He went ahead and he also tell us سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ We should go about on the land. Then finally, Allah Ta'ala, He went ahead telling us that, don't think that I have not given enough example. وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبْنَا لِلنَّاسِ بِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ Every example that should be done from whichever angle I have taken it. But you, the Prophet Sallallahu don't think everybody will listen to you. فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَسْمِعُ الْمَوْتِينَ You are not going to be able to make the dead to hear. وَلَا تَسْمُوا السُّمَّ الدُّعَاءِ إِذَا وَلَمُدْبِرِينَ The one that is deaf, If he turns his back on you, you cannot make him to listen. All this Allah told us. Then, in this, therefore, since we are dealing with people who will never listen to us, Allah is asking us to have patience. Islam is going to dominate at the end of the day. Allah is going to take this religion and put it above other religion. Even if those that are sitting partners with Allah does not wish, then he is now saying, first bear. O Prophet, have patience. Inna wa'adallahi haq. The promise of Allah for sure is going to come. Wala yastakhifannaka alladhina la yuqinun. Those that are not certain about the hereafter, don't allow their going up and down, whatever they want to do to you, to put you in anxiety and you'll be worried. Because this surah was revealed at the middle of the time of the Prophet in Makkah, between the 6th and the 7th year before Hijrah. So at that time, how it's going to turn out, the Prophet does not know. But here, it's like telling him, look at today, the people of Rome have been defeated, but they are going to defeat. The same thing today, you may look like they have overcome you, you are going to overcome. And Allah has come to fulfill his promise.
Allah.
All this, in this surah, Allah has told us. He has told us about ourselves, about our parents, about our close relatives, about the fact that when we have money, we have wealth, it's not for us alone. It's for us and those who are close to us. Those who don't have, we see them. They come to ask us, it's because they don't have. If you don't have, you go to somebody else. Allah has shown us all this. We should not also end up engage ourselves in argument with people. There are people who will never believe, no matter what you tell them. All this Allah has told us. And he's ending this surah by asking us to learn to be patient, knowing that whatever Allah has promised must come to pass. Also knowing that people are going to tell us so many things that will put us in anxiety, worry, trouble, but we should not be troubled. Because somebody is just going to come and tell you, this is your Muhammad that you're talking about. Look at what they say he used to do. It can be very annoying. See, don't allow yourself to get out of your senses. This is what they want to do. Some of these people that father come to argue with you, they want to take you out of your senses. That's all they want to do. Then make you look like a fool before people. So all this, we should learn from this surah that we have passed. It's a great surah. It's general, but it's going to enter another surah that is specific. So may Allah make us to have the reward of this surah that we have passed. As Allah made the Romans to defeat the Byzantines, to defeat the Persians, may Allah make us to defeat our enemies. As Allah made the Prophet to overcome the mushrik, may Allah also make us to overcome all the mushrik. Whatever kind of shirak, Jal Mustafa
Surah Luqman Makkiyya Wakiyya 33 Ayah Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Alif Lam Mim Tilka Ayatul Kitabil Hakim.
Surah Luqman Makkiyatun wa hiya 33 aya. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alif Lam Mim. Tilka Ayatul Kitabil Hakim. This surah is called by the name of Surah Luqman, after a big wali of Allah, who Allah had given wisdom, but who is not an Arab, who is not an European, but he was from this Africa. Luqman. It is said that Luqman himself and Hadir, up to today, they are still in this world. They meet every Arafah, and after Hajj, one will shave the head of the other. It is also a fact that most ulamas have agreed that he is not a prophet. So this surah has 33 verses and it starts like this. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Like we said before, anytime you don't see the signature of Allah in front of a message, then be afraid. Allah is the truth. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقِّ. When you see the name of Allah, know that what is going to be said is truth, nothing but the truth. But Allah does not bring anything except it is accompanied with benefit and mercy. That's why it's Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. What is going to be discussed here is not only so beneficial to you, but is out of mercy that it is coming to you. Ali, Lam, Mim. This is the way Baqarah was started. This is also the way the last surah we are in was started. Alif is one of the alphabets of the 29 alphabets of the Arabic letter. Lam, the same thing. Mim, the same thing. Allah alam bi muradihi bi zalik. Allah best know what this means. But some ulamas have said, Alif stands for the first letter of the word, and Lam. Lam stands for the last letter of the one that brought the Quran, Jibreel. Mim stands for the letter of the one that the Quran was brought to, Muhammad. Tilka, these, Ayatul Kitab al-Hakim. These are the verses of the book that is full of wisdom. Here, this particular surah is specified with wisdom because from beginning to the end, Allah is just teaching wisdom. Why? Our forefather, Anabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that we are asked to follow his example. That is the one who gave us this name, who has Sammaikumul Muslimin Amin Qabr. He named us Muslims, people that submit peacefully. When he came to Mecca, he built the Kaaba as the first house of Allah and built it on the existing foundation that of the Kaaba that was there, that was earlier built by the angels. That's why Allah said, "Wa izi yarfa'u Ibrahim al-qawa'ida min al-bayt wa Isma'il." Wa izi yarfa'u Ibrahim al-qawa'ida, Ibrahim al-qawa'ida min al-bayt wa Isma'il, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. The first thing that Abraham begged for is that Allah should accept this his work. He built the house for Allah and he was begging Allah, "Taqabbal minna." Myself and my son have built this house. Who Allah accepted from us. The next thing that he asked Allah was to pray for themselves. Rabbana waj'alna muslimayni lak. Wa min zurriyyatina ummatan muslimatan lak. O Allah, you have accepted this house from us. Make us to be Muslims. Muslims are the ummat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And make out of our descendants they to worship Muslims. And show us how we should worship you. What of Alina and Allah, we are seeking for your forgiveness. We are returning back to you. After that, he went ahead, he said, he prayed for, after praying for himself, Allah accept our work, he prayed for himself, then he now prayed for his descendants. All this is teaching us. How did he pray for his descendants? Rabbana wa asfihim, Rasulan minhum, yatlu alayhimu ayatika. وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. O Allah, send from among themselves a messenger of yours, يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمُ آيَاتِكَ, that will be rehearsing to them your own signs, your own verses. وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ, and will be teaching them the book. What is it that is written on them, that is composed on them? And what is it that they must not do? Well, hikmata, and you should be teaching them what is the wisdom for them to excel. Innaka antal azizul hakim. You are the mighty one that can raise anybody to excel because you know the wisdom with which to do it. All of us, we were brought to this world as Muslims. If you want to go harder in Islam, you have to do more work. There's a place work will not take you, but wisdom is what will take you. Work if you do the work of your body, you worship well with your body, sincerely, it will take you to the position of Iman. If you hold your Iman very well, and you hold the position of wisdom, then it will take you to the position of Ihsan. So here, which means the Quran, will tell us, teach us how to make tilawah of the Quran. In another place, Allah said, هو الذي بعث الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة. That he is one who sent the prophet to us to teach us how to recite this Quran. If it's not the prophet that told us how to recite the Quran, if we saw Alif Lam Mim, we would have just said Adam. But the prophet taught us, he said, we should say Alif Lam Mim. Each of them is a letter by itself. So he taught us how to recite the Quran, where to stop, how many verses, the name of this surah, the name of that surah. هو الذي بعث الأمم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم. He told us to purify ourselves by always saying لا إله إلا الله, لا إله إلا الله, by always making istighfar to purify ourselves. The Prophet taught us. ويعلمهم الكتاب. And he also told us that the Prophet will teach us what is on us. We should pray salah, we should do zakat, we should do fasting, we should not eat pork, we should not do zina, we should not kill, we should not tell lies. Well, hikmata, what is the wisdom that we will leave with ourselves, with our parents, with our relatives, with the whole creation? What is the wisdom with which you live? This is one that will take us to excel. So this particular surah now is now talking of this fourth aspect, hikmah. Tilka ayatul kitabi al-hakim. This particular book is going to tell you, this surah is going to tell you of the verses of this book that is full of wisdom.
هدى ورحمة للمحسنين.
هدى ورحمة للمحسنين. The first wisdom we should know is that this book is going to tell us is that if we are blessed with wisdom, automatically it serves, is enough for us as hudan. This book is enough to guide. Warahmatan, and it also becomes a source of mercy. For not for everybody, but lil muhsinin, for those who attain to excel. Those people that excel. What do you do to excel?
الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم بالآخرة هم يوقنون.
الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم بالآخرة هم يوقنون. These are the people that try to excel. These are these people, الذين يقيمون الصلاة, that try to establish the salah. We are going to come back to it again. Wa yutuna zakata, and go ahead to give what Allah asked them to give out. Obligatory and supererogatory. Obligatory, and they also give out voluntarily. Wa hum bil akhirati, and with regards to the final end, the hereafter, whom you can, they are certain. They are seeing it, they are certain.
أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون.
أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. Indeed, ulaika, those people that you keep on the salata or yutina zakata, oh mulayat yukinun, ulaika ala hudan, they are the ones that are on guidance. Min rabbihim, from their Lord. Wa ulaika, also these are the same people, humul muflihun, that are prosperous and will reach the happy state. When Allah talks of muhsin, what is ihsan? The Prophet
sallallahu
the angel Gabriel came in the midst of his companions to ask him this question. What is Islam? Is that Islam is for you to keep salata wa tutu zakata wa tasum ramadana wa tahajjud bayt in tata ilayhi sabila. That you should salla, zakah, fasting, and to go to hajj if you are able to do it. What is iman? An tu'minu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wa yawmil akhir wal qadr. What is iman? It's for you to have faith with your heart on Allah, on the angels, on the books, on the prophets, on the day of judgment, on the predestination of Allah. Then angel Gabriel asked the prophet in presence of his companions, then what is ihsan? An ta'budu Allah ka'annaka tarahu wa in lam takun tarahu fa innahu yaraka. This is for you to worship Allah as if you are seeing him. If you can reach this state, minimum, to know that he is seeing you. That's why Allah is saying here, وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوْكِنُونَ. They are certain. Because they are seeing it. What you are not seeing, you cannot be certain of it. There are people who are seeing the hereafter now. Here, the Sufis, they said, therefore, this tells us that Islam is of three categories. There is the level of the deen is of three categories. There's level of Islam, where what bothers you here is al-kitab, what is written on you. وَيَعِلِّمْهُمْ الْكِتَابِ. What is written on you? Here, what is written on you? That with your mind, you must believe. After your belief in Allah, you must believe in five things. That with your body, you must use it compulsorily for five things. And with people that you are living together, that you are doing mu'amala, five things are compulsory. Then if you commit a crime, there are minor punishments, five of them, they are compulsory. And there are capital punishment, five of them, they are compulsory. So this is the religion. This is Islam. So, but Islam itself, you start it, so there is Islam, there is Iman, there is Ihsan. Islam, it starts by you yourself saying that you make tawbah. You repent, whatever you have, push it away and go to Allah. Allah, I submit, you make sujana. Then after that, is the karma. Like the Prophet told somebody, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told somebody, Kul amantu billahi thumma istaqim. Say, I believe in Allah and be upright. After tawbah, you can't return to Allah and you're not upright. You have to be upright. After istiqamah, then taqwa. Taqwa is that if you want to be upright, you will not go left or right. Whatever Allah asks you to do, you do. Whatever he asks you to abandon, you abandon. They say, if you are doing this, you are a good Muslim. But by the time you reach this stage, he said, you hear Allah himself calling you. Ya ayuhal lezina amanu takullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. All you that you say you believe, he said, fear Allah and be with those that have reached the position of truthfulness with Allah. Because here alone, you alone cannot go on this journey. That's why when you tell Allah, like we said, you mention his five names, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. You have mentioned these five names. Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Rabb, Al-Malik. It will transport you from your presence to the presence of Allah. And there, it's as if you are seeing Allah, you say, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. This ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarahu. Immediately you say this, it's not your position. Allah will say, you are addressing me, said, what do you want? Ihdinas sirata al-mustaqim. You want this hidayah? Ulaika lahum hudan min rabbihim. Then go back to them, those that are already on the path. Kunu ma as-sadiqin. Go back to them. Who are they? Sirata al-ladina an'amta alayhim. Go back to them. They are the ones who will guide you. Guidance comes from those who are already in front of you. They said, at the end of the makam of Islam, tawbah, istiqamah, then you have taqwa, then you will be dragged now to be looking for the position of a sidq, kunma as-sadiqin. When you are with people of sidq, now everything that happens to you, you tell the truth. Even if you are seeing death, you tell the truth. Wherever you are, the truth is what fills your mind. Whatever you are doing it truthfully, you don't bother the consequences. As long as you know that Allah is pleased with you. When you are in that position, Allah will ask, are you sincere? فَدْءُ اللَّهَ مُقْلِسِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. If you are going to call on Allah, do it sincerely. Are you doing it because of paradise? Then you are not sincere. Are you doing it because of fear that you will not go to hell? Then you are not sincere. Are you doing it because of Allah? Then you are sincere. Then this one will take you from position of sidq to the position of ikhlas. When you are in position of ikhlas, initially it will be difficult for you. Because to be sincere is difficult. Sometimes you are doing it, you are doing it with difficulty. And Allah said, get used to it, because if not, you will not leave this position. By the time you get used to it, you will be enjoying it. Whatever you are doing for Allah with truthful and sincerity, you now know this is the correct thing. Then your mind will settle on it. Tama'anina. And this is what the Prophet is saying. Summatma'anna raqi'an. If you are praying, by the time you come to the Qubur, you should have reached the stage of Tama'anina. You came, you stand before Allah. You said, Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater than anything. It's true. Bismillah ar-Rahman, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin, ar-Rahman, rahim, maliki, yawmid din, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim, siratal ladzina an'amta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. You say this, Allah has guided you. He has put you in the hand of those that will lead you. Ahead of them is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then what are the guidance are they going to give you? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will take a surah and he will recite it for you. You hear your mouth reciting, but it's the Prophet reciting. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. Because it's the Prophet that the Quran was revealed to. When the Prophet recites this and you see your mouth following his recitation, and you put your face following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then your mind will come to rest. You feel tranquil, you are happy. By the time you come to ruku, summat ma'anna raqi'an. First, let me say, you have not made salah except in ruku, you have that tama'anina. Tama'anina is of the heart. You are tranquil, you are happy that you have gotten a message from Allah. You are in front of Allah. You can't go to any president you go to and you come back, you don't have anything with you. The president is not a president. You go to a president, you should come back rich, wealthy, let alone Allah. Allah will ask the Prophet to give you. He will take one surah and recite it for you. Then when you reach the position of Tama'anina from here, you will make taslim. You give everything back to Allah. You now know that all this is beyond you. From there, Allah will take over. No movement can you do now. Then Allah will be the one looking at you. Inna rabbaka la bil mirsad. You have reached the stage of muraqabah. Allah is looking at you. Who at Allah salihin? He is one looking after our affairs. Hasbuna Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. He is enough for you. At this stage, you are in the position of muraqabah. You are looking. What will Allah ask me to do next? What am I going to do next? It's only what Allah asks you to do that you are doing. By the time you are in a position of muraqabah, which you cannot reach, only Allah can take you there. Then you start witnessing Allah in every issue. That's why the position Sheikh Ibrahim is saying, La ta'alu juhudaka anni lil irfani, izan tara ajiba kurban rahman. Don't ever get tired of seeking for this position. Then is Allah, you will see so many wonderful things close to him. يظهرني شيء على شيء لدى شيء وقبله وبعده سرمدا. You see Allah in everything you see, on everything you see, before everything you see, by it, before it, and after it, forever. So at this stage, you will be at the position of mushahada. And when you're in position of mushahada, automatically, ma'arifah. This position of mushahada is what the Prophet ﷺ wished for us when we enter Islam. Every Muslim, he is pushing you to get to this position. To the extent that he will say, let me give you the position, take it, walk and get to it. How? It's like somebody come to you, said, this is called honey. Have you ever seen it? I don't, I've never seen it. So take it, you take it. It's very sweet. Do you like it? He said, you like it. Come. He said, do you see those beans? He said, yes. That's why you get it. Go and take it. You know, you have to fight to use wisdom to get there. If not, the beans will kill you before you get it. So you need wisdom now. Can you do it? You follow those that have been there before. How do they do it? So that's why when you are into Islam, what are you asked to say? Not la ilaha illa Muhammad Rasulullah. Ashhadu that you bear witness. Huh? Did you bear witness? You can't bear witness if you are not seen. But the Prophet wants you to be there. He says, say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. You have to bear witness because one day you should be able to see Allah. You should be able to see the Prophet. And that's the position of Fanai. And when you reach there, you know you cannot stay there. You stay there, that's the end of you. What do you do? Come back and stay with the Prophet. You have to come back to Pakai and stay with the Prophet. How? By being a Muhammad and a clone of Muhammad. Anything you do has to be praiseworthy. Whatever you are doing, if it's not praiseworthy, it's not Muhammad. It can't get to Allah. This is how you get the position of Islam. At that stage, anything you do is excellent. Even if people say it's not excellent, Allah knows it's excellent. That's why Allah is saying here, Ulaika la hudan min rabbihim, Ulaika humul muflihun. They are the ones that they are on guidance from Allah. They are the ones that permanently they are in the state of happiness. That's why Sheikh Ibrahim said, Zamaniya talqul wajhu gair muqaddarin. Aruhu wa abdu daiman lan ukamuda. Zamani, my time, all the time. Talqul wajhi, you see, my face is open. Gair muqaddarin, you never see me type face. Why? I wake up, I go to the evening, always like you. Because he's seen the Prophet, he's witnessing Allah. So may Allah make us reach that stage. Read the stage of Muslim. If you want to reach the stage of Muslim, stay with the surah. He will tell you how wisdom can take you to where you are no more the one in charge of your journey.
ومن الناس من يشتري لهو الحديث ليضل عن سبيل الله بغير علم ويتخذها هزؤا أولئك لهم عذاب.
ومن الناس من يشتري لهو الحديث ليدل الناس بغير علم ويتخذها هزوا أولئك لهم عذاب مهين. After Allah has told you how to get the position of Islam, He will warn you. He will warn you now. ومن الناس, there are out of mankind, من يشتري لهو الحديث, that goes to buy لهو الحديث. Vain talks, talks of meaningless talks. Why? لِيُدِلَّ النَّاسَ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ, so that they can take men astray from the path of Allah. وَيَتَّخِذَهَا هُزُوَا, they will take the path of Allah for fun and joke. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. These people, they are the one that shameful punishment is awaiting. Allah is talking to us. At the time of the Prophet, there is Ibn Nabi. The Prophet, when he's reciting the verse of the Quran, because the Quran is sweet, it has light, it has reward. A lot of Meccans, when they hear it, they can't take, they take themselves, they join Islam. He too, he will go and bring somebody from Syria who knows the stories of the past kings, of the past passions, of the old wars, to be saying it. So people will be dragged to there instead of going to the Prophet. Another one went, brought a lady who knows how to sing very well to be near naked and be singing in public so that it will take people away from the Prophet. This is Lahal Hadith. Today, all of us are doing it. you go to DSTV, you buy the channel to come and be watching movies that are against Allah and the Prophet. These movies are against Allah and the Prophet. They are some like news, you can listen to news, but a lot of things there are just trying to take your time away. This minute that is so important and so costly, they make you to waste it. Some people go, they buy music themselves, they buy a handset, they download several types of music of people themselves that are not worthy of looking at. Whatever name you want to call them, musicians. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that it is haram to buy a singer or to sell a singer or to take money of the singer and use it. Because in those days, people would go and buy slave girls that are good singers so that they can come and, you know, be singing. They will only have pants and be singing with all their body. You go to some countries, US now, you have places where women are staying like that and they are singing. You go and get their managers and buy contract. It's now contract. You buy them and they come and be doing this work. I mean, as Mayesh Tari in Laha al Hadith, the money halal you have, you go, you give it out and take haram. All this Allah is calling us. Let's not be part of it. But today it's more serious. Almost everybody in this house, you have this television, you have this radio, either playing music or giving, you are having video in the television. And most of the things that you are watching are things that is to consume your time, to take you away from Allah and the Prophet. As if Allah has nothing to take your attention. If you are to talk to them about Islam, they take play just like that. Somebody was playing one day, always you to be taking your bottom and be raising it up. This, because when you cook your bottom, so I say, always you are raising your bottom up. We'll be joking, just in Islam. You want to be a Muslim, you too, lady. Then your husband is going to have another wife and bring him to you. Making jest of Islam. Allah said, wait. Ulaikalam azabu. Punishment that is shameful, one, Allah will bring it for you. So let us be careful what we use our money halal to buy. If we must buy these channels, let's also pay attention. What are our children and our wives and our household, what are they doing with it?
وإذا تتلى عليه آياتنا ولى مستكبرا كأن لم يسمعها كأن في أذنيه وقرا فبشره بعذاب أليم.
فإذا تتلى عليه آياتنا ولى مستكبرا كأن لم يسمعها كأن في أذنيه وقرا فبشره بعذاب أليم. When you now call him, وإذا تتلى عليه آياتنا, when you now call him and you rehearse our signs to him, ولى مستكبرا, he turns in haughtiness and turns his back to you. ولى مستكبرا كأن لم يسمعها, as if he never heard you that you are calling him to Allah. As if there is a blockage, something blocking his ears. Fabashshirhu, give him a good news. What good news? Azabin adim, painful punishment is waiting for you. That's your good news. Remember, the Prophet of Allah is sent to us, Bashiran wa Naziran. Sometimes he will give you good news. Sometimes he will give you news that is like a punishment to you. When this thing was said, in those days, some Arabs, they would put cotton wood so that they don't want to hear the Quran, the Prophet's reciting. Today, we all had earphones. Ka'anna fi uznihi waqran. The earphone is just blowing music into your ears. Some people are lucky, they allow you to blow into their ears the Quran. These ones, they are prosperous. But today we have things to block people's ears. If you don't want to hear people today, just plug this into your ears. So whenever we hear anybody talking about Allah, let's not just turn our back on him. Let's listen. Let's not say we are not hearing. Let's hear. If not, this verse will be addressing us. May Allah save us.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات النعيم.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات النعيم. Allah تبارك وتعالى is now telling us, but those people, محسنون, that are trying their best to follow the path of Allah, to follow the path of the Prophet ﷺ. Inna al-lazina amanu, they believe in Allah, wa amilu salihati, and they are doing righteous work. Ulaika, lahum jannatun na'im. They are the one that this happy paradise, this paradise of good felicitation is prepared for.
خالدين فيها وعد الله حقا وهو العزيز الحكيم.
خالدين فيها وعد الله حقا وهو العزيز الحكيم. When they enter paradise, they are going to be there forever. وعد الله حقا, Allah is reiterating it. His promise is truthful promise. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقُّ. Allah is truth, His promises are truth. Everything about that comes from Allah is truth. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Allah, He is the mighty one that whatever He wishes to do, He has the power to do it, nothing can stop Him. But He does it with wisdom. This wisdom is going to teach us now that we too, whatever we are going to do, even if we have the power to do it, let's try to use wisdom to do it. In another place, He said, إِدْوُ إِلَىٰ إِلَّا سَبِيلَ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْئِزَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ. Whatever you are going to do, if we are going to call to the path of Allah, use wisdom and use good preaching to call people to Allah. Allah too, He has might to do whatever He wants to do, but He uses wisdom to do it. So let's learn to use wisdom to do it.
خلق السماوات بغير عمد ترونها وألقى في الأرض رواسي أن تميد بكم وبث فيها من كل دابة وأنزلنا من السماء ماء فأنبتنا فيها من كل زوج كريم.
خلق السماوات بغير عمد ترونها وألقي في الأرض رواسي أن تميد بكم وبث فيها من كل دابة وأنزلنا من السماء ماء فأنبتنا فيها من كل زوج كريم. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is now telling us, you are being called to come and listen to vague music, meaningless music, to come and look at videos of naked women singing nonsense. You are being called to things that will deviate your attention. Has Allah not given you things to see? خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ بِغَيْرِ عَمَدٍ تَرَوْنَهَا. Don't you see that this earth you are on and the sky above you, there is nothing holding it up? وَالْكَيْفِ الْأَرْضِ رَوَاسِي أَنْ تَمِيدَ بِكُمْ. And that He has thrown mountains on earth so that you are not shake, you don't shake as you are moving. وَبَثَ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ دَابَّةٍ. And He has spread all over the earth different kinds of animals. وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. And on this sky He has sent rain down. فَأَنبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ كَرِيمٍ. And He gets to sprout. Everything that He gets to sprout are in pairs, male, female, for independent benefit. Have you not seen it? here, Sheikh Ibrahim Nias, he said, what is wrong with you? Sariman, Bustal Gawani, Wa'tazib Zikr al-Adani, Warmi Bil Bayt al-Hisani, Wasla Makhtum al-Dinani, Wal Malahi, Wal Magani, Min Kiranin, Aw Mabanin, Kullu Ziweka Sarabun, Wabdiruha al-Ma'ani, Aina Ha'in, Haqqu Haqqin, Taliyan, Saba al-Masani, Bissifati Zati Haqqan, Rutbatan, Laysat Usani, Wahuwa Mukhtal al-Baraya, Qabla Takwini al-Kiyani. Sheikh is saying, he said, Sariman Wasla al-Gawani, these beautiful girls that are beautiful without makeup, you can see them, they can take your attention and say, cut them away. Wa'tazib Zikr al-Agani, this music that are so beautiful to hear, that even when children hear it, you see them moving their body. He said, distance yourself away from it. What may be buried in Isani, it's a beautiful, light complexion woman. He said, throw them away. Wasla Makhtum ad-Dinani, he said, this alcohol that is well sealed, costly ones, pour all away. Wal Malahi, Wal Magani, whether it is music, it is food, it is orchestra, throw it away. Min Kirani, Amabani, made up of wood or made up of steel, all throw it away. Kullu ziweka sarabu. Whatever anybody will tell you is important in this world that is not Allah's make, whatever it is. Wait, kullu wait, kullu ziweka. Cut, look at this car. Wait, look at this house. Wait, cut, look at this lady. Wait, whatever it is. Sarabun. Say, it is just a mirage. Forget about it. What the ruhan lin ma'ani, go and seek the real meaning and the spirit of what you are seeing. There's the meaning behind it. Who is it? Aina ha in haq haqqin. He is the screen of the reality. He is the truth of the truth. Taliya Salam Masani. Who is the one reciting the Quran? You are not the one reciting the Quran. He is the one reciting the Quran. It, and also, until you abandon this thing, but you cannot get the other things. That's why Sheikh is warning. He said, if you don't know who is Fawwa Muhtar Muhtar al-Baraya, Qabla Takwini al-Kiyani. These things were not yet created when Allah has chosen. The world was not there when Allah chose the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He is the root, go to him. But you cannot be meeting with women. You are committing zina, you are doing this, then you say, no, it's just fine. My friend, you don't know what you're talking about. That's why Allah is telling us now. خَلَقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ بِجَيْرِ أَمَدِ تَرَوْنَهَا. Instead of you to look at these lessons, look at the sky now. Look at these scientists that are looking at it. They notice our galaxy alone has over 200 billion systems. Solar system is just one. Solar system is just one. And you have over 200 billion of it like that in this our galaxy, Milky Way galaxy. And there's another galaxy after this galaxy. Allah said, this firmament, we did it and we are still expanding. Till today, astronomers are saying the world is expanding at a larger rate all the time. If you are saying that you are on Earth and you are seeing the sky, nothing is holding it. Are you not? Is that enough for you to contemplate? Then Allah went forward and said, Wa'al kevil ad-rawasi antamidamikum. Then he threw mountains, different places on Earth so that it was not shaking. Why? Because the Earth is moving around the sun at a speed of 170,000 kilometers per hour. 170,000 kilometers per hour. It's rotating on its axis by about 2,000 kilometers per hour. It is this rotation that makes us to be able to face the sun. And this system itself, the solar system itself, the sun, the Earth moving, rotating on its own axis, moving around the sun, giving us 1 year and giving us the season. And with the sun and the other planets in this system, day to day are moving. وَالشَّمْزِ تَجْرِيلِ مُسْتَقَرِّمْ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرٌ عَزِيزٌ عَزِيزٌ. Allah is mentioning all this. Why don't you pay attention and be enjoying these ones? Why is it that it is Prince Charles and his father that will be going to the bush to see what is in the bush? Why is it that it's only National Geographers that will be telling you what is inside the sea? You to study, are these not things enough for you to take your mind? Is it Laha or Hadith that you go and be mine? وَبَثَ بِهَا مِنْ كُلِّ دَابَّةٍ. And on this earth and the sea, all sorts of animals are there. Be studying them. Today we are looking. You can do virtual journey. Look at National Geographic. They bring all this to our doorsteps. Do you see how the lion, how do they hunt? Look at snake, how do they behave? Look at the sea, look at different fish, look at how deep the sea is, look at different kind of animals in the sea. Yet we put our food there, we put our treasure there. Look at the earth. Inside it, you go and find animal inside it. Yet Allah also put our treasure inside it. وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. And he now sends water from this sky to us. فَأَنبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ كَرِيمٍ. And everything he will create in pairs, male and female, male and female. It's only man that comes now and says, no, we want only female one time, we don't only. Now you have broilers, layers, no male, they are delivering eggs. That's not how Allah did it. So tomorrow when you have problem, you start running again. So let us try to be studying what Allah has created. Sheikh Ibrahim said, you will see when you are studying Allah and you are studying tafakkaru fi khalqi Allah wa la tafakkaru fi kunhi Allah. Prophet ﷺ said, study the creations of Allah and think about it. Don't say you are going to study Allah. How can you study Allah?
هذا خلق الله فأروني ماذا خلق الذين من دونه بل الظالمون في ضلال مبين.
هذا خلق الله فأروني ماذا خلق الذين من دونه بل الظالمون. Allah said, Haza khalqullah. This is what I told you now, this is the creation of Allah. Fa'aruni, you show me. Maza khalaqa lazina min duni. What did other than him create? Show me. But it's zalimuna, those that are unjust and put, misplace their priorities. They are astray, clearly astray. How can the one that create all these firmaments is not enough for you to study? There is no, even you yourself. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ وَفِي سَمَاءِ رِزْقِكُمْ وَمَا تُوعَدُونَ. In yourself, don't you contemplate? Look at the microsystem. Go back to the minute cell in your body. Go back to the single atom inside a molecule, inside your body. This atom is well arranged. Look at the nucleus. Look at the protons. Look at the electrons going around it. The protons and neutrons inside it, well arranged. Before each one give the other one out to another person, they will form now, become another compound. Water, this hydrogen, this oxygen, they come together, they become another compound entirely. Don't you study all these things? You are studying science, you are studying physics, you are studying magnetism, you are studying electromagnetism. You will see more wonders. That's why you find the Jews, they set all this Laha wal Hadith up, but they make their children to be studying science. They are the ones, most of these designs go to Cupertino, California, all these places where they are designing all these phones. That's why the Chinese, they also went, they studied from them, and now they are trying to take over. People are the ones designing this. Why are we not the ones designing it? Did you think people that are designing all this have time for women and they are able to design this? You think they are not having enjoyment in what they are doing and they continue it? When they bring it now, small thing, they tell you 40,000. This is your earning in a month. So let us try to study the creations of Allah, go into all these subjects that teaches us all these things. Is it chemistry? Is it biology? Is it microbiology? Is it electromagnetism? All this, let's study it. Now things are changing rapidly. The time will come, transportation will not be the way we are now. So may Allah assist all of us. Okay. Any questions?
I don't want to ask questions, but actually, this one month said you prayed Tarawi 4-4, then prayed Shabbat and Utri together, all 3 months, 2-1.
He's saying that where he is, he saw people pray Tarawih 4 rakah, then 4 rakah, then they come to pray Shafi and Witr 3 rakah continuous without sitting down in any of it. Tarawih is not compulsory. Shafi and Witr in Malikiya is not compulsory. Whether you want to sit 2 rakah or 1-1, you can do whatever you want to do. But we, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it has been reported from him, all these variants. But there is what you call standard. People like Imam Malik, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i, Ahmad bin Hanbal, Dawud Zahiri, at their time, they set out and Allah gave them the foresight and they set out standard for Muslims. This is wisdom. There are people today who are Muslims, but they are far away from wisdom. They want to go and rediscover the wheel. They don't know that they are destroying things. It's just like somebody comes from US today, say, in US, I saw the blocks there, tiny, tiny blocks. Why are we making 9-inch blocks? We should be making tiny, tiny blocks. He forgot that all of them are serving the same purpose. He also forgot that people are used to these blocks here. And if you want to change it, all the machines will have to change. He's saying that out of his ignorance. He's ignorant. This person that he's saying, now go and find out. Definitely his father was never went to school. We're sure that his father did not study Quran. He's the first probably in his family to study Quran. And he now wants to be called a sheikh by force. The only way he can do is to go and look for a hadith somewhere that is not a standard of the ummah now to come and bring it to cause confusion. What are you doing? At the end of the day, you can pray 1,000 rakah and not one is accepted because your mind is not on it. People that you meet praying 2 rakah in the night, you think they don't know what they are doing? I'm not saying their prayers are not accepted, but I'm saying that the standard the ummah has put us on, let us follow that standard. It is wisdom. When you see a people come together, this is the road. Don't come and say, no, you don't like this road, you want to put your road here. Nobody say you can't put the road there, but it's not wisdom. People are wearing dress like, say, no, you, as from today, you want to change your dress. The pocket should be by the side here. Yes, you can still use it, but it's not wisdom. All these people that you see are going against what the Mazhab are doing. They are Muslims. But write it down anywhere. They have no wisdom. They can never attain Ihsan in Islam. Never. If you don't have respect for those before you, even your salah is a question because you ask Ibn Surat al-Mustaqim, Surat al-Izna, and Amta alayhim, you refuse to follow them. And I said, follow those that are on the path coming to you. He said, no, you want to follow the Prophet directly. How do you follow the Prophet? You say, you want to read what was written. What was written? Anything that is not Quran. Anything. Buhari and the rest. They were written not in the first 100 years of the Prophet. You can't take it letter for letter, word for word. That's why the ulamas, they say, you can report hadith with its meaning. Only Quran, you can take letter for letter, word for word. Whatever you see people doing, and as a community they are doing it, before you say you are not doing it, what is wrong with what they are doing? Not, no, I saw it in hadith like this, I want to practice it. You are insane. You want to bring confusion into the ummah. The confusion you are bringing is worse than what you are thinking you want to achieve. Let me tell you, these people are paid for what they are doing. Some of them don't know that they are paid. They want to return us so that we can be like Christians. Any mosque you go, everybody will pray according to the way he understands it. That's what any church you go, their mode of worship is different from the other church. This is what they are trying to bring now. After Islam has been standardized, after 200 years after the Prophet, Islam was standardized. And ulama, people like Harun al-Rashid, they agree that this standard is okay and we are following it. No matter your knowledge, you don't go back and start just changing standard. So that if you go to this mosque, they are praying to 4 rakah, 3 rakah. You go to this one, to 2 rakah. You go to that one, they are praying 10 rakah. They don't reduce us to be like churches. Where is their wisdom? And what are you looking for? Are you not praying so that Allah can accept your prayer? Those that do that one, can you say that Allah did not accept your prayer? So may Allah save us. May Allah strengthen us.
Please, we are still here.
Sir, what I will tell you is that religion is not new in this world. Islam is not a new religion. What the way you see Muslims praying Tarawih for the past 50, 80 years in Nigeria, that's the way Tarawih is practiced. That's the standard. You pray 10 rakahs, 2 rakah. Then you come and pray 2 rakah, Shafi'i, 1 rakah, witr. That is it. Whoever says this is wrong, let him take Quran and swear before you that it is wrong. If he can. If it's not wrong, why is he taking people to other things to go and do? So we can become like Christians. There are people who even pray. Somebody sent text to me one day saying that Surah is not compulsory in the first 2 rakahs of every Sunnah. Yes, there's a hadith like that. But when this hadith was said, do you know why? Were you there? The people that are reporting it. Buhari that put up all this book for, he followed the mazhab of Imam Shafi. Mazhab of Ahmad bin Hanbal. Ahmad bin Hanbal himself followed the mazhab of Imam Shafi. Imam Shafi is a student of Imam Malik. And ulama that are better than whoever you think you are, they follow this path, knowing all these hadiths. If you go and ask him now, maybe he does not know about hadiths on his head. There are people in this country who knows the sister is high off head, but they are still following the mazhab. Respect for the standard that has been created. Let us respect standard. Let not just come, we go and read one something, you think it is new. Nobody knows it. You are the one that it is new to.
We are still appealing for your generous donation towards the feeding of Almanjirim. This year, we have not realized much. I think we are less than 9,000, and we need our 287,000 to feed 100 people. It is the rollover from 2019. That's about 133,000 that we are using presently. So please, we are appealing for your generous donation to continue the exercise.
May Allah forgive us our sins. May Allah put us on the straight path. May Allah make us to follow the right, the path of the righteous people. May Allah count us among the righteous people. May Allah forgive all our past Muslims. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah grant them paradise. This country we are in, this turmoil, may Allah bring peace to it. All those that are seeking to bring problems to Nigeria, may Allah weaken them. All those that are trying to assist us, may Allah strengthen them. All those fighting Islam, may Allah weaken them. May Allah destroy them for us. May Allah strengthen Islam and those assisting it. May Allah strengthen the truth and strengthen those that are assisting the truth. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala reward our sheikhs for us. May He reward our ulamas for us. May He reward the sahabas for us. May He reward the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for us. May Allah grant us what we shall eat, what we shall wear, what the house we shall live in, the cars we shall ride. May Allah grant us our dignity. May Allah make us to leave this world saying that in the name of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim, sirata alladhina an'amta alayhim, ghayril maghdubi alayhim wa ladh-dhalin. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح المؤلف الخاتم لما سبق وناصر الحق والحق والهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله حق قدره من دار الازل سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Stop. Ah,